SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the iGaming Daily Podcast. Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. 56% of the EGR Power 50 personalised player experiences with Optimove. And as a special offer, Optimove are offering new clients a free first month when they buy Optimove. For more information and to claim this first free month, go to optimove.com/SBC. Links will also be left in the podcast episode description. So a four-day Easter break saw the global gaming sector return to news that the Canadian fintech and payments specialist and a real ever-present in the US iGaming market, Nuvei, has been acquired by PE Group Advent International for $6.3 billion. Today, I'm joined by Ted Menmuir of SBC News and Ted Orme-Clay of Payment Expert, and we're going to discuss Nuvei's takeover and the potential ramifications it could have on some of their key industry incumbents. Elsewhere, we'll also look at Italy and the ongoing organization, or reorganization, we should say, of that country's gambling laws, how they've hit a stumbling block with regards to federal rules and how they can be applied to autonomous provinces who demand guaranteed protections and compensation to implement changes. But first, chaps, thanks for joining me. A nice long weekend. The weather was okay. How are things with you? How was your Easter break, Ted, from Payment Expert first?
Yeah, it was good. Thank you, Joe. What did I go up to? I helped some friends move into a new house and then went for a couple of drinks around the area they moved into. And I went back to visit some family in Nottingham. So, yeah, pretty good overall. And yeah, just as I like to say, it's good to be back in the studio with Ted Menmuir. Good to get the old band back together, so to speak, you know.
Nice one. And I'm sure it was a crazy weekend for whichever area you went exploring in. I'll keep them in my thoughts for that pure, poor community. Ted Menmuir, Ted of SBC, how are things with you? How was your Easter weekend? Any chocolate? What did you get up to?
Yeah, good. I got conned into the hype of Arsenal versus Man City.
Yeah, so. Dreadful, right? Dreadful.
Game to remember. Yes. Super Sunday. But that's all forgotten because I'm reuniting with my true loved one, Ted OC.
Ted, speaking of hype trains, that match didn't live up to expectation at all. It was a real damp squid. But there is a hype train I want to get your opinion on really quickly before we get into it. Are you, because it's polarized opinion in the office, are you for Dune 1 and 2 or are you anti Dune 1 and 2? Are you going to sit through 6 hours of this sci-fi extravaganza?
I saw the Dune Part 2 last week.
No spoilers.
The good guy wins in the end. I thought it was spectacular. And, it's definitely a film you've got to see in the cinema.
Okay.
But I also think that it's a quite fresh take on what a blockbuster should be from Hollywood. And it's also deals with like deep themes. And it doesn't treat its audience like a bunch of numpties, which is good. Which I think so many kind of Hollywood franchises have done over the years. So I am pro Dune, the Dune saga, as is seen by Jacques Villeneuve, but that's a Formula One driver, whatever his name is. Yes, he's done a good job, and nice curveball, Joe. You've thrown me out my podcast brain.
And Ted, I know Payment Expert Ted, I know you're also pretty pro Dune. You've watched it many times, I've heard, from your house.
I've seen that one of my housemates is quite a big fan of it. So he's had the first one on a couple of times. I've only been to cinema to see new one once because, it's quite long. But going there multiple times seems like quite a lot of effort. But, if someone's a big fan of it, I'm not going to judge him for wanting to go and watch it a couple of times, mate. Each their own.
Nice. So yeah, there we are. The Teds are united in their love of in the love of Dune. But that's a serious business out the way. Let's talk about this acquisition from the payments world. And obviously Nuve, a big player, as we said, within gambling as well. So yeah, what is the story on the Nuve acquisition, Ted? Is it a surprise that the firm has gone private, having only gone public back in 2020? You know, is this a surprising move?
Okay, so yeah, so I think that's quite an interesting point to make, Joe, that they only went public a few years ago. They're listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. Regarding, I guess, the one thing that I guess isn't a surprise is the fact that they would be an acquisition target, perhaps. They're a very varied company, active in a lot of different areas of payments, quite active in e-commerce, but also to relate things back to the context of what we talk about on iGaming Daily, very heavily active in gambling on both sides of the Atlantic. They have some really big name operator clients, Kindred, Entain, Flutter, DraftKings, Bet365. These are all some of the companies that have partnered with them over the years. And I know there's a lot more of an extensive list than that. I know that they've also becoming increasingly active in the US over the years and also Canada. Obviously, they're a Canadian native firm. They're based in Montreal. Ontario is obviously one of the biggest markets globally at the moment, and there's a lot of speculation as to when other ones are going to open up in Canada. Obviously, if we go a bit further south, the US, way more than half, isn't it, of US states are open to some form of gambling. And as we all know, payments is a very crucial aspect of gambling, particularly online betting, with the various sort of different methods and digital wallets and so on that are available for that. With the US betting scene continuing just to go up in value and potentially more active markets on horizon, yeah, I don't see I don't find it particularly surprising that someone out there would be interested in acquiring quite a big payments business of interest in that space. And this is also nothing new for Advent either, who have a history of investing in payments. I think Mango Pay is one of their big payments holdings at the moment. On the other hand, maybe something is a bit more surprising is there have been some indications lately that on a macroeconomic level, payments companies are becoming a bit less of an interest to investors who are looking at getting involved in tech. There's been a few different reports, and Stripe's president made some comments as well to CNBC the other week that artificial intelligence is becoming more of a bit of an investor magnet, I guess, when it comes to technology. So I guess Advent might be bucking the trend a bit here with this $6.3 billion, takeover.
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top-tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
That's really interesting. Interesting what you say there about the the state of investment in payments and fintech as well. Certainly paints this one in a new light and underlines just how significant it is. Ted, SBC Ted, are you surprised from a business perspective that Nuve are sort of happy to go private? And what implication do you think that will have on their big gambling clients that we know so well?
It's a deal that all industry stakeholders should be observing just because of Nuve's kind of payment coverage, especially across tier one operators. Will it have an impact? Yes, it will. And that depends on the course that Advent take it to. One of the things about payment services is that by being a service to the gambling operators, right, you will have a certain amount of vultures looking at the deal itself and how Nuve services its tier one operators and maybe thinking, look, if they price up or if they change their operations, right, there's an opportunity or a window for them to take on kind of a major contract with a gambling PLC. And look, as we know from SBC and who attends our conferences, you know the importance of key accounts, especially in the payments and compliance, and just how heavily targeted these provisions are. So for every Nuve, there will be about 10 or 12 suppliers looking at that, saying, look, we can concentrate and maybe take a top account off them. I'm not sure whether this is a kind of a defensive or defensive move for Juve, as in if they're going to go to private equity, are they going to acquire more services onto gambling? Only time will tell.
Yeah, really interesting. And what you mentioned there, you know, I think the timing is, you know, with it, with our New York conference coming up next month, the timing couldn't be more more important, I don't think. You know, the discussions that will be had off the back of this, the vigilance, the eyes of the industry will be on this deal from payments firms and operators, as you mentioned. But yeah, a big pardon the pun, a big gamble. 6.3 billion is, you know, it's a heck of a deal. A big gamble by Advent Group. They've obviously got some plans. They've obviously got a bit of a blueprint there. Yeah, into the crystal ball. What do you think they're going to do with Nuve? What do you think the motive is there?
I think Ted used some quite good terminology really when with the end of at the end of his answer there. You know, really only time will tell. It is still quite early days at the moment. The deal's only just been confirmed today. I think they've still got some approvals that'll need to pass to get it done. But it looks like it's obviously it looks like it's going to happen sometime this year. After which point, Juve will delist from its different stock markets listings. In terms of whether it's a big gamble, obviously 6.3 billion, like you said, Joe, that is a huge amount of money. But it seems that Advent are very confident they're acquiring a proven business with a really extensive reach across a lot of different sectors, like I say, global e-commerce, business to business payments, particularly in gambling, as well as embedded payments. So I know we're focused quite heavily here on the tier one operators that the company's partnered with, and gambling is obviously a huge part of its business and its revenue. But it's also, like we've said, a lot more varied than that. So I think they're probably quite confident they're picking up on something that will get them a lot of clients and a lot of reach in a lot of different industries. Regarding where they might want to go from here, I know that Nuve's chairman and CEO, Philip Feyer, I hope I've said that right, is going to be retaining his position. So I don't know if that'll mean that, you know, they'll be following I don't know if that means that they'll be following a similar strategic direction to what they've been focusing on over the past couple of years, which has, as we've said, included a lot of betting and gaming partnerships. So really, in terms of where we go from here, it's like you said, with a crystal ball, we don't have a crystal ball, so we're just going to have to wait and see, really. But I think we can expect Nuve to continue being a very big player in the gambling payment space, regardless.
Okay, thanks for that, Ted. A good layout there. You know, even without specifics, anything to add, SBC Ted, on that one? Anything that you think will be a definite plan for Nuve? How would you manage that investment?
No, that's worthy on my paycheck too. How would I handle a 6.4 billion acquisition?
Movie suggestions you'll do, but not
No, I mean, look, one of the things that, you know, we see under the down the service chain of gambling is that the payment companies are kind of diversifying in what they offer. So it's not just one-to-one transactions, it's compliance, KYCs, it's offering as much of a solution overseeing kind of all transactional components of gambling. And it's interesting because this comes at a time where gambling technologies or gambling operators are kind of looking more inward and assessing kind of their technology stack and what needs to be built. And as you know, the cost of compliance and KYCs are rising across all Western markets. There's much more strain in that part of the system for operators. So it will be interesting to see what Nuve brings out to market and where it's kind of focused on the value chain of gambling. I mean, is it going to bring in kind of innovations that really are kind of operationally focused and cut costs for the operators, which is what's needed at the moment, and also how the operators react to their services that are being brought in? Or do they just continue to go, look, we're going to look inward and try to kind of solve our solutions, or do we go to outside parties? And I think that is kind of a big gamble for what Advent are trying to do. So again, going back to the deal itself, I think Advent probably looks at gambling and says, yes, as they go into new markets, especially South America, there is an opportunity there to sell kind of add-on services for Nuve. But it's really down to how the tier ones are now starting to kind of redevelop their operating and technology stack.
Okay, and do you think, I mean, as the doors maybe close up within the gambling industry, is that likely to increase the allure of sort of diversifying Nuve into new fields for Advent as they, you know, they look to get the most out of their investment here? You think we're going to see Nuve no longer the player that is synonymous with, or synonymous from our perspective anyway, with being partnered with top tier gambling operators, and they're going to move more into other fields?
This is the question about their acquisition. Now, look, yes, Nuve are big enough that they're in different fields, right? But what we do know about gambling, it's that it's a sector that needs its services. It's a sector that it's very kind of compliance heavy. And the other side to this coin is that if you fail in that discipline, it's the penalties and it's the regulatory punishment, right? And that's what the operators are afraid of. Now, the question for CTOs, CEOs there is, how do you develop coherent and internal operating systems, right, that can cater across multiple markets? That is the question for tier one operators, right? And where can Nuve and other kind of solution providers fit in? And I think that there is an operational revision, and we see this in the amount of companies that are going, you know, that have announced kind of transformation programs in the last 6 months. And I think Nuve and Advent kind of must see an opportunity in that. But it has to come there with effective solutions, right, across multiple markets. And I just don't think that there is a kind of a one-size-fits-all solution as there was maybe in 2018 when they started off on this venture.
Okay. And Ted, payment expert Ted, fittingly for this discussion, but where do you see the future for Nuve? Do you think we will see more of a diversification in their offering, or do you think they'll kind of get this foothold in gambling and really strengthen it?
I think we can always expect Nuve to be a player in gambling, but obviously diversification is in many cases is always a positive, especially when we're in such a digitized world, a digitized economy these days. There's so many different opportunities for new forms of payments across various different fields, various different forms of commerce. We're seeing new technologies and new practices come to the forefront of various industries like open banking and just increasing popularity of digital wallets across various different industries and various different markets as well. So, yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see them diversify under Advent, who, as I said, have had a lot of interest in payments in the past. So they probably will have their own idea of their own strategy, particular industries they want to target. But I feel that having built up, with Nuve having built up the presence in gambling that it has done with various tier one operators and having built up quite a good reputation among them for the sort of payments processes it provides, I think it wouldn't be a wise move just to squander that. You know, it'll always be part of their focus. Obviously, also they're not the only company out there though. They're not the only payments firm out there targeting the gambling market and building up clients. You know, you've got your Trustly's, TrueLayer, Okto, and so on. Among various others. They'll always have their place, but they'll always have some competition, and I can still expect to see diversification along. I know that was a very vague answer, but that's my summary of it, I think.
It's very true, because I think what Ted here shows is that, yeah, look, people think that the barriers to entry for payments are very low. That could be true, but the maintenance cost of keeping contracts and keeping it here, you're keeping your main accounts is cutthroat. And we talk about gambling being, you know, an aggressive market. I think the multiple in payments is x10 in levels of competition. It's a much, much deeper pool of competitors targeting your contract.
A really interesting story developing with Nuve there. You know, lots of questions to be asked, lots of questions to hopefully be answered in the future too. We will obviously keep a close tab on how it develops with the payment expert team, the SBC team, and obviously the Casino Beats team as well. And obviously the Americas team too. Lots of angles. It's going to be one that is really going to play out. And I think the gaming sector will have a keen eye on how developments at Nuve do play out, because they're such a key partner. And there'll also be an opportunity, I'm sure, for smaller payments firms that are looking at Nuve and looking at how the situation unfolds. But that's everything for today. And thank you ever so much for your time. And make sure you get out and see Dune Part 1 and 2 as well, because it's a fantastic film. And thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate both of your time. And have a good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.